Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Say that again. What?
Are you registered to vote in Florida? We're conducting a survey about the upcoming elections, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Yep, I'm registered.
And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20 primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Definitely voting.
And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages in Florida?
Say that again?
In what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages in Florida?
75.
Thank you. And are you anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, multiracial, or Pacific Islander, or other race not listed here?
If I consider myself, I'm black.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Definitely not the right direction, especially with this governor.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know, and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable,
yes.
Somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
The next one, Kamala Harris. How would you rate her?
The person I'm voting for, very favorable.
The last three, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. Do you recognize the candidate?
That
okay. Barbara Sharif?
I've heard of her, but I'm not voting for her.
But based on what you know about her, how would you rate her? Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Chad Klitzman. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom will you vote? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., or Chad Klitzman? For a state
I'm
senate.
I'm not sure because I really don't know any of them. I've heard of Barbara Sharif, but that's it.
But if the election were held today, and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean?
It's probably Sharif.
And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me, which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate? And this is the last part of the survey. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. The first issue is climate change and the environment, healthcare, voting rights, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, education, protecting reproductive rights, or home and property insurance.
Reproductive rights.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat?
Very liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y.
Thank you. And this includes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.